This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show. On the Odyssey app. It's a free app for your phone. Podcast will be up there later on today. You know, we were talking about Wasted Money a few minutes ago.
Yep.
And the whole Social Security news that's out there and whatever. Who knows what's true? It doesn't really matter. But I did see this a few minutes ago. There are pictures floating around this morning of children and adults in Mongolia and Estonia that are wearing Chiefs three-peat championship merchandise from the NFL.
Oh, because they had it all printed and then they just sent it to charities? Is that what happened?
Yeah, they're ready to go.
Can you imagine how much merchandise that was printed up with the three-peat on it for the Kansas City Chiefs, who, by the way, got waxed by the Philadelphia Eagles? But it had to be millions and millions of dollars.
For sure, right? There's a place in El Paso. We went to nobody should go to El Paso, but I had to get my passport, and that was the only place that had an availability. So we went to El Paso, and they have blocks and blocks of stores like that that just have like the Chiefs things or like misprints of golf tournament names. There was like cases of hats from some tournament that they misspelled the word tournament. You can just buy cases of it.
The Masters is the mustards.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Right. Here's what I'd do. I'd get me a Kansas City Chiefs three-peat championship t-shirt and hat and wear it if I ever fly through Kansas City.
Oh, yeah. Just really give it to them.
Just really rub it in, right? Because you got to figure for a Kansas City fan to see something like that. Yeah. Oh, it's bad memories. Bad memories.
That does hurt. It is going to hurt them a lot.
I don't know if I'd wear the merchandise that would, you know, that if you took a team that lost in a Super Bowl like that, I think that would be, like, so insulting.
Well, yeah. Of course it would be, especially if you know, wore it over to Patrick's house.
I wonder if the people of Mongolia, those who won the game.
Yeah, they probably don't. It's just a shirt.
Just BJ and Jamie.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Again, the King Super Strike is over. It's done. Here's the deal. They're going to take a pause. They're going to try to work things out, go back to the bargaining table, see if they can work it out. And if it can't work it out in 100 days, then they're going to go back to striking. I think they just want to clear the weather so that they can not freeze their butts off out there picketing. So you can go back to King Supers. I went to King Supers over the weekend.
Yeah.
I didn't realize the deli department, all the meat department, all the crap was shut down during the strike.
Oh, it was?
Yeah, I thought it was still up and running, at least with scabs running it. I didn't.
Yeah, but they don't know how to use the meat cutter.
I guess
the slicer, yeah.
I guess not.
Slicer. It's an OSHA violation. They were not trained in it.
I was kind of caught off guard with that. Speaking of the NFL, a few minutes ago with those that merchandise that's all over the country with the three-peat in the Kansas City Chiefs, did you see where a whistleblower from the NFL came forward and said they regret having Kendrick Lamar at the Super Bowl? They should have invited Lil Wayne instead.
What? No, I didn't see any of this.
They regret. The NFL says, an insider says the NFL regrets.
It's the biggest viewing they've ever had. How could they regret it? It's the biggest super halftime show they've ever had.
I don't know, but they're saying that they regret having Kendrick Lamar, that they dissed Lil Wayne because he's from New Orleans.
Yeah, I knew that part.
And they should have gone with Lil Wayne, and they apologized. They even wrote a letter to him.
Well, yeah, he was really upset about that whole thing.
Yeah.
Because he's like, I'm Wayne, I'm from New Orleans.
Well, why would you come out and even say that or write a letter? You make Kendrick Lamar feel like crap, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. If you say I regret having him there.
They actually said the word regret?
According to the inside source,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a little strong.
That's what
was
printed.
It's a little shocking because, I mean, like I said, it's the biggest Super Bowl they've ever had.
And a lot of people were talking about it afterwards. Yeah.
Yeah, wow. I guess so. I mean, it wasn't a great halftime. It was okay. But it wasn't horrible. It was fine for me, I thought.
Just another half guy. Why didn't they have him up there with them?
I don't get it.
You know?
I don't get it.
I mean, they did that with J-Lo and what's her name?
Yeah.
Her hips don't
Shakira.
Lie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shakira.
And they did everything New Orleans except for Kendrick Lamar. You know, everything they did from Harry Connick Jr. to, you know, just all the themes and everything was New Orleans. Why wouldn't you bring in Lil Wayne? Why diss Lil Wayne?
What does it say, Schmidel? Read us the headline.
It says, insiders have said that league officials feel they made a mistake after early issuing an apology to Lil Wayne for snubbing him for the monumental performance in his hometown of New
Orleans.
That's a whole headline?
Yeah. That's a very long headline.
Yeah.
that's a headline, isn't it? That's
yeah.
You don't even have to read the story. Thank you.
Yeah. Good job there, Spadip.
Yeah.
All right, way to find
it. BJ and Jamie.
Valentine's Day blows. Oh, are the mics on? Oh, hello. BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Oh,
wow.
I got nothing.
I asked BJ what Lisa got him for Valentine's Day.
Nothing. Nothing. Not even a happy Valentine's Day.
Not even a card?
No, nothing.
Not even a happy Valentine's Day?
Nothing. Nothing.
Wow.
I got up on Valentine's morning, and I told you, Jamie.
Yeah.
And I think I said this on the air. I left cards for Frog and
sweet.
For her. I also left her a card from Frog. I put $25 for Starbucks from Frog to her. I put $50 Starbucks from me to her. She loves Starbucks, by the way. and then I gave Frog a card from me, and he got a Lego of a Ferrari and blah, blah, blah. And then they all got chocolate, big old hearts that were Reese's. And BJ got nothing.
You got nothing.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Squat.
Wow. I like that.
What do you mean you like?
Yeah, I'm kind of.
I think that's pretty common, though.
Yep, I think it is.
I think a lot of
I don't know. My sister got her boyfriend a bunch of crap.
Well, it's a boyfriend, though. I'm talking about married couples. You plateau at some point.
Yeah,
you know
right.
what I mean? Or at least her giving back to me is the plateau. I didn't plateau.
Yeah.
But I think wives plateau a little bit. Carson, did you get anything?
Yeah, I got a jersey.
Oh.
Yeah, it's jersey.
What kind of jersey?
Avalanche.
Yeah.
What do you think? That's all he has.
Yeah.
It's not Rockies.
Yeah.
You haven't been married long enough.
Is that what it is?
Schmidel, you've got a girlfriend now. What'd you get?
I got a bunch of Lululemon clothes.
Woo!
Yeah.
Really?
She got me some new sweatpants and some pullovers.
Why aren't you wearing it this morning?
I left them at her house. Yeah.
You left the Lulus at her house?
Uh-huh.
Don't look at me.
I don't even. Never mind.
He's got a door there.
All right. Well, you got something. All right. Good for you. Good for you. So am I the only one? I'm the only one. Got nothing.
Like
nothing. Squat.
Well, if it makes you feel better, I didn't either.
You got nothing?
I got nothing.
Did your son send you something from college?
Nothing.
Oh,
but guess what? Oh, my gosh. And I just got it. He goes, hey, Mom, I just wanted to, because I bought, there's this candle that I always burn. It's the same candle, but I burn it in the entry, and then I burn it in the kitchen, the two of them, but it's the same scent. And I sent him that one so it'd smell like our house.
Aww.
And he wrote me last night, and he goes, Mom, our dorm smells so good, and it reminds me of home.
Oh, so it worked.
It did work.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Well, that was a good move on your part.
That is a good gift.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I thought he'd hate it.
I know, that's what you said.
I said, wait a minute. He's a kid in college?
Yeah.
You're sending him candles?
But this candle is different. These candles are amazing. What's the name of them? Milk jugs. I don't know what they're called.
Milk house candles. Yeah.
Milk house candles.
And I got him the one that's like rake something and leap. I don't know. That's the name of it.
And he loved it.
Yeah, it was like rake pile leap or something like that. Yeah,
it smells like fall.
Reminds me of home.
Yeah. Yeah. So So you and I both didn't get anything.
Yeah, nothing for Valentine's Day. You know, I don't really. Well, it bothers me now knowing that, you know, Carson got something and Spadell got Lulu. I don't want Lululemon, but I'm just saying it kind of bothers me now that I find out that you schmucks got something.
Well, because their significant other bothered yours.
Yeah, no,
yours
didn't. I know. It makes me feel bad. You don't have to explain it to me. I fully get it, Jamie. I got it on Valentine's Day.
Let's do this same thing. We'll talk about this same thing tomorrow when she's driving to work.
No, we won't worry about that. Here's the deal.
No, it's perfect because then she'll know, like, everybody else is bothered, but she didn't bother.
Step
we'll
up the
her.
Game.
We'll guilt her.
So Valentine's Day, all right? So I left what I left. I explained that.
Right.
Then we came in and did a show Friday. Then I went back home, and I thought, well, when she gets home, I wonder what she got me. You know, all afternoon, that's all was on my mind. It's like, okay. You know, even a box of chocolates.
That's
good enough for me. You know, that's good enough for me because at least it's, well, the day went on. She pulls into the driveway, gets out of the car. Mm-hmm. I didn't notice anything. I thought, man, she hit it well.
Right.
She hid whatever she bought for me, she really hit it well. She goes into the house, puts all of her stuff down, and Still nothing.
Did she get her dad something?
Maybe it's still in the car, huh?
Did she get her dad something?
No. Didn't bother. No, Grandpa Gus got nothing.
Wow.
Got nothing either. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
At least I baked some cookies that night and took them down to him. I'm the only one who gave him anything, and BJ got nothing.
Did you send her flowers to work?
No.
Well, that's why.
No.
Yeah.
Wouldn't she have bought something beforehand, though?
But she would have a gift
and then be mad at him for not having
the
flowers.
No, she's mad at him. Trust me, because we told you to do that. And you usually do.
Yeah, I usually do.
But this time, you didn't even bother.
I didn't bother, no. But I did leave the gifts in the morning.
Yeah, but that's a piece of chocolate and a card.
Well,
it's all about
in the Starbucks. Okay. I figure the Starbucks goes further than flowers
do. It's all about everybody seeing the flowers.
$100.
It's all about seeing the flowers at work. You know that. We've gone over it year after year.
She wants to brag and she wants to see other people.
Look what BJ sent me. Oh, my God. Yeah. Yep, you didn't even do it.
That's why I didn't get anything?
Exactly.
Oh, man, I got to step it up.
We told you.
Now, what if I do it now?
Well, no, it's too late.
No.
Now.
It's too late.
Too late, yeah. It's too late.
All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. It is cold.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Degrees right now.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. If you have Gmail, there's a big scam going on out there. I guess they're warning all 1.8 billion people use Gmail. Holy cow.
So what's going on?
They're saying if you get a phone call or a text from Gmail that it's a scam. It's people trying to grab your information, your bank information, and they will get it once they get into your account. So don't reply to it, whatever you do. You're either going to get a phone call or a text.
And what does it say?
It tells you that your account has been compromised and you need to go to this particular link and to reinstate your account. And if you go there, then your stuff that is compromised.
I keep getting one for like the toll roads, and that it's a weird address.
You know, I got one the other day too.
It's fake.
That's fake?
Yeah.
Well, here's what it said. Did yours say that if you don't pay this fine, pay it now to avoid it going up in rates?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
No, I just something deleted like, I deleted it and blocked it.
So it's not real?
No.
I thought it was real.
No.
I even went to my wife and said, hey, you need to pay this toll because I don't use the toll.
Yeah.
But she uses toll road. She'll use that express lane, you know? So I figured that's what it was.
They just usually just send you something in the mail.
Yeah. You wouldn't get a text then.
No, I've never gotten a text.
Son of a gun.
The other thing,
I fell for it.
The other thing, I have to warn everybody because except for men, they don't get it. But there's this cosmetic company, and it's called El Maquillage or something like that. Maquillage, something like I-L-M-A-K, whatever. Anyway, and they're all over Facebook and all over the internet, and they like act like it's the best product on the planet. So you kind of get sucked in, like, oh my God, I got to have that makeup. It's amazing. The El Maquillage or whatever it is. And so, in fact, JFK Jr.'s wife endorses it too. And so, two people have been ripped off by that company. One was my sister. She had to cancel her credit card because they kept doing this auto pay and she never even signed up for auto, whatever it was.
Right.
And they started sending her all this product. And then the girl that does my hair, same thing happened to her.
No kidding.
Yeah.
So do they get the product when they buy the product or?
Yeah, they get the product, but then they sign you up for like 8 other different cosmetics you never signed up for, and they keep auto sending.
So it's reoccurring.
Yeah.
Yeah, every single month they sign you up, and once they get you there, they hook you into it.
Yeah, so just be careful of that El Maquillage.
And then a lot of these companies, they make it very, very difficult to cancel.
Exactly.
Once you get caught.
The other thing that I, what does it say? The other thing I bought you guys, and I'm excited about it, and I don't know why. I guess that means I'm old. I got Crazy Clean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy Clean?
Yeah, I bought some Crazy Clean.
What is Crazy Clean?
Well, it's this thing you put in the back of your toilet for 10 years.
Huh?
It lasts for 10 years.
What are you talking about?
It's, you know, the blue stuff that
you use. So it cleans every time it flushes?
Yeah, it sure does. Yep.
For 10 years?
Yep. Crazy Clean. I can't wait to get it. I get it on the 18th.
Where the hell did you find that?
Well,
10 years?
Wait, is today the 18th?
Yeah.
Oh, it's coming today.
You're Crazy Clean. Coming today.
I thought that guy is really dumb for telling it lasts for 10 years. He's only going to get so many buys. Because I'm not going to buy another one for 10 years. Isn't that crazy?
It'd be hard to believe that it would last 10 years.
10 years. So yep, crazy. Clean.
No wonder it's Crazy Clean. Because that's crazy. I will tell you this.
I'm not buying any more, though.
I want to give an endorsement on something that you bought me for Christmas,
okay,
Jamie.
All right.
And I'm going to tell everybody out there. I mean, after all, we are in winter. It's snowing right now. You bought me that snow shovel, the electric shovel.
Yeah.
Okay? Battery operated. I think it's by Ego. Is that what it's called? EGO?
Yeah.
EGO, right? All right. You bought that for Christmas. I'd left it in the garage, had not used it yet. Because my father-in-law, Grandpa Gus, he has an electric snowblower.
And he lives with them.
And it's a piece of crap. I'll be honest with you. The batteries don't last. So this past weekend, I went ahead and got out the electric snow shovel.
Nice.
Not expecting much from it, I'll be honest with you. Because for me, electric and shovel just don't go together. It just doesn't sound right.
You're
to
the
me.
Guy that has an electric chainsaw.
Yes.
I know. I'm just saying shovel doesn't. I mean, you don't get gasoline powered shovels. A shovel's a shovel.
Gotcha.
But I didn't think about it. Think about it that much. But I did get it out this past, and I got to tell you, that's one of the greatest inventions I ever made.
Boom.
That electric shovel that you bought me, Jamie, is the crap. It is great.
Well, and as Carson was saying, too, it's not as encumbersome, if you will, as the snowblower.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
just hanging on the wall.
So easy to use.
I was completely satisfied with it. It was unbelievable. I cleared out snow this weekend. And after I even got to the point where once I got mine cleaned, I wanted to do the neighbors. but I didn't.
But you didn't.
It's actually really fun.
But I wanted to.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wanted to, but I didn't. Because once you do it, they always expect you to do it.
No, they don't. That's not true. Sometimes my neighbors do, and sometimes they don't. I never expect them.
Well, that was my thinking.
I'm just grateful when they do it, right. But I don't expect it ever.
But what I'm saying is, I didn't want to set expectations for the rest of the neighborhood. Okay.
Oh, my God.
I just didn't want, you know.
Yeah, okay, we'll go with that.
Oh, don't worry about it. Beej will get it. No. Let's not go there.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme. From serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.